Some children grow up to be lesbian and gay, to be just like us. Some Labour-led councils are campaigning for positive images of us. One of these positive images is a little Danish picture book. In this book, you will read about Jenny, Martin, and Eric. Martin is Jenny's dad, and Eric is Martin's lover. They all live happily together, and this is the story of how they spend their weekend. But the parents and the press are panicking about little Jenny. They are really angry about little Jenny, and they hate her daddies.
My name is Betty Sheridan. I'm married with two children and I'm scared. If you vote Labour, they'll go on teaching my kids about gays and lesbians instead of giving them proper lessons.
My lords, today we are asked to support a bill which would prevent the promotion of what is now called a positive image of homosexuality. It is revolting stuff. There is evidence in shocking abundance that children in our schools, some as young as 5 years, are frequently being encouraged into homosexuality and lesbianism. There is a pile of filth. And it is shocking when one considers that it is all paid for by the rates. What is the aim? Children are trapped in an education system from which they have no escape. They may be exposed to influences, which could be seriously psychologically destabilizing and where their parents suffer brutal intimidation. Any venereologist will say that syphilis, gonorrhea, and genital herpes are characteristically infections of homosexuals. If that were not enough, we now have the terror of AIDS. Some of that which is being taught to children in our schools would undoubtedly lead to a great spread. The noble Viscount said that homosexuals regard themselves as normal. One has only to look through the entire animal world to realize that it is abnormal. When one is young at school, one is very impressionable and may just as easily pick up bad habits as good habits. I speak for the sake of children. What is also not acceptable is the aggressive promotion and teaching in our schools and in our community of homosexuality as a way of life in our society. I was referring to male homosexuals. I did not think then that lesbians were a problem. They do not molest little girls. They do not indulge in disgusting and unnatural practices like buggery. They are not wildly promiscuous and do not spread venereal disease. It is part of the softening up propaganda that lesbians and gays are nearly always referred to in that order. The relatively harmless lesbian leads on to the vicious gay. But I have been warned that the loony left is hardening up the lesbian camp and that they are becoming increasingly aggressive. One of the characteristics of our time is that we have, for several decades past, been emancipating minorities that claimed that they were disadvantaged. Are they grateful? Not a bit. We emancipated races and got inverted racism. We emancipate homosexuals and they will push us off the pavement if we give them a chance. I have had overwhelming support for this bill from all over the country and a very good press. My lords, I commend this bill to the House.
Take the politics out of education. Vote Conservative.
Hello, lesbian and gay switchboard. How can I help?
Hello? Is this confidential?
sorry. I reversed the charges. I've been kicked out of my home by my parents with a bag of clothes and no money. My dad's beaten me up. He's given me a broken nose. Well, I work with my dad though, so I've lost my job now too. I've rung my parents, but they just put the phone down on me. My brother killed himself because he couldn't tell anyone he was gay. I knew, but we never spoke about it. I hate the bastards. The council. I'll go first thing Monday morning and tell them I'm homeless. Okay. I hate being gay. I've got to go.